The six intimacies. 11 years into our marriage, we were at a crossroads. Life was passing us by as we dealt with the day-to-day tasks of being parents, business owners, and small group leaders at our church, not to mention all of the other hats that we were wearing. We'd considered divorce, overcome a pornography addiction, lost a child, and pulled ourselves out of a lot of debt. While we had done all these things, we hadn't really invested in our marriage, in our ever-changing relationship with each other. We were present, but not actively growing closer together. It was at this juncture that we decided to do something that was completely out of our comfort zone. We decided to embark upon a 60 days of sex challenge. You can learn more at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/60days. What? You might be thinking, are you serious? We know the idea sounds crazy, but we were at a place where we were so desperately needed to break out of the rut that we had been in for years. Any outsider looking in may have mistaken us for roommates, co-parents, and barely friends. Over the course of those 60 days, we had sex 40 times. Different guidelines apply when doing sex challenges over an extended period of time. We had more sex in those 60 days than the previous 2 years combined. What we learned through that experience stretched us and grew us in ways that we never could have imagined, and unbeknownst to us, served as the launching pad for One Extraordinary Marriage. We learned strategies that have not only helped us in our marriage, but have also helped other couples create the intimacy that they so desperately desire in their marriage. One important lesson that we learned was that anyone can achieve tremendous results in 7 days if they have the right mindset and are intentional about the challenge. It's time for the both of you to get off the sidelines and into this journey we called marriage. Are you ready for 7 days of sex? First things first, why are you reading this book or even considering a 7 days of sex challenge? Are you looking to shake things up in your marriage? Has your marriage become average or mediocre, but you know it could be great? Have you lost a focus on intimacy in your marriage? Has your marriage gotten a bit predictable and so you're looking to try something new? Whatever the reason, we are so glad that you are here. To date, we have completed 10 sex challenges and counting. Every sex challenge that we've taken on has strengthened our marriage and deepened our level of intimacy, and we always find ourselves growing in surprisingly new ways. Our biggest takeaway from our first sex challenge, for example, was seeing just how intricately interwoven the six intimacies are with each other. This book doesn't explain in great detail each of the six intimacies that we at One Extraordinary Marriage have identified, but we'll provide a brief overview here. If you want more information on this topic, please read our first book, Stripped Down, 13 Keys to Unlocking Intimacy in Your Marriage. Most of us who embark on a sex challenge start out thinking it's going to be all about the sex. This has most high-desire spouses cheering and low-desire spouses concerned. But what you will experience is that the week will open doors to intimacy with your spouse across many different areas. That's how God designed marriage to be. Two people united to become one, not just physically, but spiritually and emotionally as well. So many people, those with both high and low desire, have shared with us that while the week started out about having sex for 7 days, it evolved into something so much more. It wasn't just about the sex. It was being intimate for 7 days in all aspects of their marriage. Here's a diagram of the six intimacies in marriage that will inevitably reap the rewards as you take on the 7 days of sex challenge. Emotional intimacy. This is the closeness that's created when we share our feelings, thoughts, and desires with our spouse. You have to be honest, first with yourself regarding your feelings before you can share them with your spouse. Intellectual intimacy involves a mutual understanding about the important areas or issues in your marriage. Perhaps you want to set goals for the next year, make a budget, or raise your children with certain values. All of these involve discussion without fear of repercussion. It means that you have made your marriage a safe place for discussion. Spiritual intimacy refers to shared spiritual beliefs and observed religious practices. This can be praying together, going to church together, or discussing spiritual issues as a couple. Ultimately, your life experiences within the foundation of your shared faith will create and deepen your spiritual intimacy. Recreational intimacy is simply being active together. Find the things that you like to do and do them with your spouse. This can take many different kinds of forms and involves any activity where you can enjoy your spouse as well as the recreational activity simultaneously. Walking, cooking, traveling, learning, or engaging in other hobbies will deepen your recreational intimacy.